7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Did I smell something already? I think I do. Let's start it up. It is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, it's committee time. Hello. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm slowly approaching the creek. It smells very foxy. It's a nice day. It's clear, cloud-free. It's sunny. It's 15 degrees or slightly warmer. That's 60 degrees for my American listeners. There's a lot of leaves on the ground. I thought I heard voices on the golf course. Yeah, I think I can see people. And you know what? I just realized that I have forgotten my camera. Where did I put it? The funny thing is I was saying, oh, I gotta grab the camera. And then I sort of didn't grab it. Okay, I'm under canopy, although there's not much leaf left. Blue jays and birds in the ravine. Looking for foxes. I still have my sunglasses on. Taking them off. Looking for dudes down in the creakety creek. Oh, don't see any dudes. There's a squirrel over there. Oh my god. So, here we are. Outdoors on a lovely day. There's a lot of birds doing weird stuff down low. But I don't see any animals other than birds. Alright, let's head down there. Let's head down into the creek. Ugh. The last 24 hours have not been so great for me. I'm having weird sleeping problems, but, you know, kind of often have that problem. But, yeah. Ugh, so my schedule is off. I feel kind of weird, and I just realized... Yeah, I wore my good shoes. Huh. That was pretty stupid. See, Have not been thinking too smart. So now I'm wearing my good shoes and I'm down in the creek. Okay, whatever. Alright, so I'm looking up into the trees. Lots of yellow leaves. I can hear an angry squirrel. I'm looking around on the ground for golf balls. I'm now walking up to the creek to look down in here for golf balls. I just heard a big sound behind me. It's just birds. Yeah, this is the weird time of year. There's so many sounds that sound like an animal running through the forest, through the leaves, but no, it's really just a bird. I don't immediately see any golf balls. And that's fine. What the hell is that sound back there? I do see a little dig spot. There's been an animal digging in the sand. It's the fox. I can tell just by looking at it. You see, all these little sounds are making me crazy. All right. I guess we need to actually head down into the creek bed here. Because we're not going to see any golf balls up here. We need to get down into the creek. And here's a convenient stick that I'm going to grab. And I'm going to take it over here to the deeper water. Yeah, we got even more angrier squirrels now. Scratch, 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 scratch. I'm a squirrel. Huh. Okay, so now I'm in the creek at the base of the golf ball eating ravine where balls rolled down into the water here. And I'm stirring the water. Oh, there's a white golf ball. Is it anything I need? Is it a precept? What the hell is it? It's a nitro number one. Angry squirrel behind me. What's he pissed off at? So I'm using the stick here to move leaves that are floating on the surface of the water. So I can look into the water, the depths of the water. Looking for garf bars. Oh, is this something over here? No. Okay. No golf balls in the water. No golf balls up in the golf ball eating ravine that I can see. There could be some that are hidden by leaves, but we're never gonna know. Alright, so moving upstream here a little bit. Still no golf balls. There's a lot of leaves up on the bank, though. There could potentially be golf balls hiding up there. How badly do I want to investigate? I think I'm gonna skip it. And there's some tracks here in the sand. It almost looks like a deer track. Could that be deer tracks? That wouldn't make any sense. Oh, we got mati tracks here though too. Yay, matis. The water right here. It's very dark. And it's the color of tea. Well, of course it's the color of tea. It's got leaves soaking in it. What the hell is that sound? Squirrel in the tree. These squirrels are going to drive me crazy today, aren't they? Yes, they are. I think I see a white golf ball up there. But I don't care. Nobody likes white golf balls. Do-do-do-do-do. The water looks like tea. It's a river of tea. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be great? There's your fairy tale story for Tobesters. A river of tea. Doodly-doo. Okay. I'm turning around. I'm back up on the bank. I'm going to start heading downstream. Looking around. I'm looking for stuff. It's kind of a slow day. I kind of wanted to stay indoors and do an indoor show today, but it is a nice day. Gotta go outside. And this kind of works out for some timing of the other things that need to happen today. I'm looking up into the Fox Ravine. I see birds. There are colorful birds. There are red birds. There are blue birds. There are brown birds. And there's some other random birds. Oh, I thought of something the other day. And it's been bothering me. Oh my god. Smells like fox right here. What was I thinking of? The other day? I'm mad that I didn't bring my camera. I don't see anything, but you never know. Okay, so I gotta do my little move here. And I'm doing it in my good shoes. Do it extra good, tub. Yeah, kinda. I'm getting a little bit muddy here and there. That's okay, more Mati tracks in the sandbar. I've been wanting to mess with this thing. Be in my face. And I realized I've got this electronics project going. You don't need to know any details. And there's still this bee hovering about my head. He's really bothering me, so I'm trying to outrun him. He does not want to leave me alone. Okay, maybe I have escaped his wrath. Anyway, I have this electronics project. And I was thinking, you know, this would be convenient if I could make this little device mobile. Because right now, you know, I've got it being powered by a wall wart. A transformer that plugs into the wall. And that makes it not mobile. That makes it, you got to use it while you're in your house. I don't want that. I want mobile. Oh wait, it's 12 volts. Will it run on 9? Anyway, it occurred to me. You know, it's got your standard barrel connector type power connector. And I am remembering that back when I first got my looper, I made a little thing for it so that we could power it by battery. Basically, just a 9-volt battery clip wired up to, you know, the standard barrel connector. Angry birds everywhere. Squirrels. Where's my fox? And yeah, so it occurred to me, I can use this little adapter cable thingy that I made for this little project. And I gotta try this out because I'm trying to remember. Now I can't remember. So I'm powering the thing with 12 volts, but does it need to be 12? Is it only because I had a conveniently located 12-volt wall wart? Will this circuit run on 9 volts? Something is telling me it does. I think, you know, it's like one of those 6 to 15-volt type of things, I think. I could be wrong. So I gotta test that out. Ooh, it's just a squirrel. Yeah, see, you keep hearing little dudes, the sound of rodents running through the leaves. That's what marmots sound like. But those aren't marmots. Those are just squirrels. Squirrely little squirrels all squirreling it up, but all right, I'm in another golf ball zone. I don't think anybody's been playing golf. Or if anybody has, not a lot of people. So I'm just standing around, looking around, looking like an idiot, looking at squirrels, looking at trees. Yeah, all the squirrels are out today, and they are having a very, very fun time. Chasing each other around, being generally squirrely and crazy. And as for me, not much in the way of golf balls. Here's a white one. It's a Titleist. I think that's the same one we found the other day. Wow, it's so leafy. This is when it gets impossible to find golf balls. You know, if there was a red one, you'd probably see it, but you'd think, oh, is that a leaf? I better go check. Okay. Here's a white one, and is this a Precept? Is it going to be a 22? No, it's a 00. A white Precept 00. Putting it in my pocket. Now I have two. Why did I pick that up? I don't know. It's a 00. It's a Precept. They're so weird. You can hear squirrels running around behind me. Like, look at this damn squirrel. He's kind of little. He's just being nutty. He's trying to climb up a plant that only... Well, I wish you could see this. This what the hell is this squirrel doing? He's just having a good time. The squirrel's really just hopping around being weird. He's watching me. He's jumping up on the tree. He jumps down from the tree. He runs around. There's another white ball in the water. He jumps up on the other tree. It's little squirrely, squirrely action day. Hooray. Okay, well, I've come to that part of the creek where I need to do the controlled fall and then drop myself into the creek. Oh, this is kind of a pain. And I'm looking, there's a white golf ball. Well, at least we're finding some white golf balls today. Oh, there's a logo ball of some kind in the water. We'll have to walk right by it. But first, let me position myself. Oh, this is kind of slippery. I hope my shoulder doesn't give out, and this is where we fall. Oh, I'm good. All right, catch myself, lower myself down, and jump. Good, we're good, and I'm not too muddy. All right, here we go. What is the ball in the creek? It is a white Titleist with an Indian Creek logo on it. Indian Creek is a fancy golf course that isn't this golf course. Yeah, but somebody had their cool Indian Creek golf balls. And they knocked one into the knot. Hey, what's that up there? Into the knot, Indian Creek. I'm not entirely sure this creek even has a name. I like to call it the Warren Swigert Memorial Creek. Yeah, okay, so that is a golf ball. I see color. I see bright reddish color. I can't quite get to it. I will need a stick. It is a Callaway number one red. And I want it. I can smell perfume now. And is that a green golf ball over there? Or is that just a leaf that has fallen off a tree? Because it is leaf falling off of tree season. Wow. Somebody is playing golf or potentially walking their dog up on the dog promenade with a lot of perfume. And I'm down here and I can smell it. Okay, I have acquired a stick. Is this stick going to be strong enough to even move a golf ball? Well, I guess we're going to find out. Oops. Breaking the weak part of the stick off. That's okay. Back down in the creek. trying not to get my good shoes all muddy. Okay, the golf ball is moving. I'm bringing it closer. Okay, I think I can reach it. That's good, because I'm sinking in the mud by a bunch of marmot tracks. All right. I'm still sinking. We need to keep moving. I got me a red Callaway. Oh, sinking in the mud. Okay. Going up the far bank. Oh. Now, did I see a yellow or a green golf ball down there? That is a golf ball. Is it a yellow or a green? It kind of looks like a yellow. How much effort is it going to take to get that golf ball? Let's see, I got to go halfway down here, jump over there. I could potentially slide into the mud there. Got my good shoes on. That ball doesn't look like it's worth it. I think it's only a yellow. Could be a range ball. It looks like it has a equatorial stripe about it. Okay. Think I'm gonna leave it. Because I'm noticing interesting little dig spots where our fox buddy has been digging down in the Karika. It's an interesting place for him to be digging. Kinda weird. Kinda real weird. But anyway, I need to scan the ground. I need to check this area very carefully because this is where we find all of the rarest golf balls, including but not limited to the matte finish blue with white ink, the yellow with black pentagons and defined hexagons soccer ball, the 1966 Callaway oak leaf ball, the original dark red glossy, and I think we found one of the emoji balls here too, now that I'm thinking about it. Oh, you know what we should have done? We should have gone to Harrenhaven. I thought of something last night. You know, when we were out on the weir and the creek, the little, you know, drainage creek was high, right? I realized last night that, oh, that's because, yeah, beavers have been damming it up down there. They got flowing water. The beavers have dammed up the little creek that is the outflow of Harrenhaven. That's interesting because that might flood the Mulhall's property if that backs up enough, which would be interesting and funny. And I would laugh and laugh and laugh. Because beavers are hilarious. But yeah, I don't see any other golf balls just laying around. There could be some hiding under all these leaves, but we'd never find them. There's just too much leaf. It's so leafy. Leafy. Leafiness. All right, I'm gonna start climbing up the bank here. Just double check in. Now that I know that golf balls do land here, this is a weird place for golf balls to, you have to make a pretty crappy shot. Because let's see, as I crest this ridge here, I can see the first tee. There's a fence, there's a short chain link fence right here. There's some cars in the parking lot anyway, yeah. You gotta hit a shot way offline to get it into the creek. you gotta hit a shot way offline to get up here where I found the blue ball. That was a hilarious one. Found it under this pine tree. How did a blue golf ball get under there? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. And yeah, now I'm back up on the sidewalk. Walking along the dog promenade. Yeah, I see somebody up ahead of me. He's got two little white dogs on a leash. And I have a red golf ball that I don't really need. But it is a red golf ball. It's very red. Yeah, and I still got that white golf ball in my pocket. The Precept 00. Yeah, I got another little whiff of fox scent there. I could smell him. I could smell him. He's down there somewhere. The funny thing is I can see down there now. At this part, the creek valley is right up against the sidewalk here, and with no leaves and underbrush, I can see down into the creek zone really good. And I'm looking for foxes, and I don't see any, and looking for marmots. It's not a very muddy day. We need to go back to Heron Haven. The only reason we didn't really go to Heron Haven today is because it's the weekend. Heck, yesterday we were there and there was cars. When I left, the parking lot was almost full. So yeah, we're not going on the weekends. But we've got to go back this week to see if that...
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. What a dick. But most Americans say Cheney. Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. How do you say the former vice president's name?
How do I say it?
Yeah, just say the vice president's full name. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. But most Americans say Cheney. Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Cheney. How do you say the former vice president's name?
How do I say it?
Yeah, just say the vice president's full name. That could kill you. Here it is.
Okay.
Here it is. Okay? All right. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name... Ah, look at that! But most Americans say Peglottenschlager. There's really no debate. There's only one way to pronounce it. Peglottenschlager. Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it Peglottenschlager. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name... Ah, look at that! Yeah, it's kind of a gay wad name. But most Americans say Peglottenschlager. I'm of German heritage. I want order! Kind of a grumpy guy. I want order. I'm going to just go see how the vice president was sworn in. And I'm not talking about the former vice president. What a dick. Kind of a grumpy guy. But most Americans say Peglottenschlager. I'm going to just go see how the vice president was sworn in. Cheney pronounced his name. Ah, look at that! What a dick. Cheney pronounced his name. Ah, look at that! Yeah, it's kind of a gay wad name. There's really no debate. There's only one way to pronounce it. Ah, look at that! Most people with the last name Cheney pronounce it, what a dick. In Wyoming, some of the Cheney family pronounces the name Peglottenschlager. But most Americans say, what a dick. The question is, How do you hit a Cheney? Cheney darts out in front of your cup.